Thank you very much for the invitation to be here this evening. I'm going to say, how do you follow two very passionate speakers? Not easily, I'm going to be honest. Okay. But what I wanted to do is to take us through what the British Science Association has been doing, because I think it's that journey that we are all going through. If we really want to see change, that we need to understand, we need to reflect on, and we need to improve on. The BSA, we've been around since 1831. That's a long time, but so it would seem. However, when we're thinking about some of the challenges that we're dealing with around equality, equity, diversity, and inclusion, and I use both these because I think in the context of the UK, they all are relevant. In that context, those challenges and that journey are one that we need to reflect on and to think about. So we have, since 2015, we've been on a journey, and it's a journey not as yet with a destination. It's a journey for us to think about how do we engage and support inclusion and diversity from communities that otherwise aren't here. It's not that they're not there, but they're not part of our community. And if they're not part of our community, STEM is the poorer for it. Now, I've worked in higher education for 15 years. I've worked in the voluntary sector, and I say work, it is work, for the best part of 23 years. And in that time, I've seen change, but it feels very slow. So I'm going to say that change feels too slow. I like metaphors. So I'm a bad diabetic, so I do like a chocolate bar. And the chocolate bar of choice for this is an Aero bar or a Whisper. It's very bubbly, and lots of things that happen don't seem to be connected very well. And when we think about how we include different communities, that's really fundamental. So at the BSA, we've been trying to think about how do we engage with different communities? How do we do this practically? So we've heard about some of the challenges from the report. We've heard about some of the issues that we have with it. But we have a couple of examples that we run that actually help us to think about engaging different communities. The two obvious ones that I could call upon are the British Science Week and the CREST program. And we're pleased to say that in the response from government, which we are not all as satisfied as we'd like to be, let's say it could be a bit stronger, but we're pleased to see that two programs that we're part of are mentioned. However, they're not the only two programs. So I'm going to talk about those programs, but I want colleagues in the room to recognize that there's lots of good practice taking place across the STEM communities. Now, the challenge for us is how do we harness that in a way that leads to systemic change? And part of the challenge that I'm going to talk through is the fact that we need leadership and coordination, but we don't always seem to get it. So the CREST program has been running with over 50,000 people going through it. Now, why is it important? Well, we all recognize, and I think the speakers that have spoken before me have actually said very clearly, STEM capital, science capital, starts at a young age. And like any good investment, it needs to be nurtured, it needs to be supported, and it needs to be retained. And the problem very often we talk about is our leaky pipelines. But the leaky pipeline, as has been said, tends to focus on the water, not the infrastructure. And it's the poor infrastructure that holds people in and retains them that actually causes barriers and the attrition that we see. Because we have good numbers coming through. We have numbers coming through, and not all disciplines, as we know in engineering, are the same. But recognizing that even where we do see high numbers coming through, the retention and progression isn't equitable. And that goes back to that importance of equity. So from our perspective, we need to think about what can we do to retain. So CREST is a really helpful example from our perspective at the BSA, where we work with students. We work with students who are women from minoritized ethnic backgrounds, who are from socially disadvantaged backgrounds, to help them understand what STEM and STEM problems they could face and how they could engage with them practically to understand and improve and solve them. The program has been running and has got support from a number of different stakeholders. And we're very pleased to say that the Welsh Government actually resources it so that every secondary school student in Wales can access it. Now, that's systemic. So there are different experiences where we have top-down engagement, So it's not just... So when we talk about the UK and the home nations, it's important for us to understand that there are different experiences. So for anybody else who's from Wales or from Scotland, please remember that there are different experiences and approaches, and that those need to be recognised and actually thought about and reflected upon in terms of what we could do here in England. But not the whole story. A big part of the story, but not the whole story. I think the other part about the BSA is that we are very keen about thinking around community engagement. So there are a range of different initiatives that are taking place, but not the only ones. Communities should lead their own sciences, bottom-up engagement from schools, but into other communities. So we've got a number of different programs that we have been resourcing and supporting and partnering with. What we're very proud to say is that we've actually looked at our programs and we undertake evaluations. And through those evaluations, we can understand that the engagement that we are getting is diverse in terms of disability, mental health, age, race, and gender. But more importantly, people think that the program that we're working on actually helping them to increase their science capital. And that, for us, is an outcome. Now, it's not the only outcome. And actually, when we're thinking about stages in this picture that we're thinking about and the engagement piece and that retention, how do we map out these different interventions so that we can create a pathway of referrals onto different programs and different initiatives so that that retention issue, that retention question, becomes something that we deal with systematically and systemically? We know, and we note with some disappointment, that we want to see greater engagement in terms of government responses. But we actually value that important, the role of policy and influencing in the work that we're doing. So, as part of we provide secretariat for the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Diversity and Inclusion in STEM, and that's chaired by Chi Onwuara, MP. But we've also undertaken a number of different research into public attitudes. So yesterday, there was a launch of a report looking at how climate change is included in the curriculum. It worked with the University of Plymouth to undertake a research project into understanding perceptions of teachers, students, and drawing together ways in which we could actually improve what we're doing. Now, there is no quick fix to this because there's so many different stakeholders that need to be involved in how we do this effectively. But through the work that we're doing and helping us to understand the challenges and the issues, there's an opportunity for us to think about who do we need to influence. We have to recognize that the change is coming, perhaps in terms of government, but in terms of funding priorities and in partners that we can work with. But it's not just down to the BSA. We recognize that. And there'll be colleagues in the room who are part of that discussion that we want to work with. It's really important for us all to understand and keep reminding ourselves that representation does matter. When we walk into rooms and we don't see the profile of people that we would like to see when we're children, and that profile doesn't change as we go through our education and employment journeys, that representation gaps becomes a barrier for us to feel like we belong. And the dissonance in terms of STEM is highly problematic because it's problematic for individuals, it's problematic for the STEM community, but it's problematic for us as a society. And so whilst I'm going to say the point about targets and data indicators becomes that much more important, because this happening in the abstract does not allow us to actually do this work with a very clear sense of goal and purpose. And that's what we want to encourage others in this room to think about. How do we work collaboratively? How do we help to identify the issues? But also, how do we make progress in ways that are meaningful? Once we recognize that the lack of diversity is a problem, we also recognize that the response is a little bit disappointing. Let's be honest, okay? And there's something there about keeping this conversation real. There is a disappointment that there isn't that same leadership, but the leadership in some ways has to be bottom up. It comes from colleagues in this room that will help the sector and our communities to improve. And it won't be a straight line. We recognize that the challenges are zigzaggy in the sense of making progress, but understanding where we want to get to becomes really critical. So we say We're very happy to see that the inquiry into diversity and inclusion in STEM has taken place. We thank all those who were involved in the report. We now need to think about how do we collectively nudge action in the right direction and a direction that improves that diversity and inclusion in STEM. We recognize that there are so many initiatives out there. You know, I'm talking about the ones from the BSA, but I could equally talk about the ones from colleagues who's talking from the Sound Science Council. I can talk about the work that's being done with JEEP at the Royal Academy of Engineering. I can talk about Destination STEM and here the Royal Society of Chemistry. And I think they deserve a little plug since they're hosting us. We can talk about initiatives like Broadening Horizons, which is work in partnership with industry to increase the opportunities for people from minoritized ethnic backgrounds in STEM. You know, there are so many initiatives out there, but what we probably need is more coordination, greater engagement and leadership, and clarity about what the data indicators are. Because whilst HESA in higher education gives us lots of data, if anybody's familiar with HESA data, you know there's so much data out there, but the actual data that we want to see in terms of understanding the workforce isn't there. And that longitudinal workforce data becomes very critical if we want to take this work forward. So there's leadership, there's data, and then there's education. And that education piece is what the BSA has been working on very clearly through our CREST program. But we need to think about how we make sure that that sustained engagement actually works from school right into retirement, because it isn't just about getting into the entry-level roles, it's about being leaders in STEM. And everybody has a role to play in that. And on that note, I'm going to leave us and invite us all to think about the next steps in terms of our questions. So thank you very much.